This is Joanna Schrader. I am here with Bill Belzer. He's the Senior Marketing Manager for Corn. And Bill, it looks like you have some pretty exciting news about the Optimum Area Max. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Joanna, we're really excited about a lot of the new technologies we have at Pioneer. We've been using our technologies that we have and really researched them over time, and one of which is being we've had in our pipeline for some time has been the Herculex family of traits. And specifically, the Herculex RW trait, which protects corn from corn rootworm damage. As we've done 5 years of extended research on that particular product in particular, we've identified and have a great deal of science to show that it works well in being able to not only, our hope is to be able to reduce corn rootworm refuge, but also to integrate the reduced corn rootworm refuge in a bag. So essentially, what we've done is we've put together a package that we gave to the EPA, and the EPA is in the process of evaluating that right now. So we're waiting for approvals on this. But the essence of what we submitted to EPA was for a product that would have a very high percentage of Herculex Extra, which has above and below ground protection, a very low percentage of the same hybrid platform with just the above-ground trait, so it makes it susceptible for corn rootworms below ground, and that reduced integrated seed, that small part of that Herculex 1, basically serves as the corn rootworm refuge that would be integrated. So once we receive approvals from EPA, the hope would be is that our intention would be to market this product to customers, which would allow them to be able to plant more of in-plant traits on more acres, leading to higher farm yields. So the long and short of it is, I mean, today 20% of the of acres that folks plant with refuge are at risk for damage. So for a triple stack product, you've got to plant a 20% interadjacent field with non-traded technology. That's at risk for yield loss. And so what this would allow, once approved by EPA, is the ability to be able to put, again, more in-plant protection on more acres, not have to hassle insecticides, not have to hassle also with trying to match hybrids and herbicides and all that stuff with the current challenges that exist with refuge today.
So I understand that traditionally you usually see the refuge program has about 20% set aside.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And what with this new technology that you're talking about, what would you have to set aside?
So essentially what would happen is that once we get approval from EPA, the intention is that we would have the corn rootworm refuge satisfied in the bag, so the customer would be compliant once they plant that for corn rootworm refuge. Now, we still have 100% protection above ground for above ground insects, which requires a refuge as well. But again, upon approval, the intention would be is that the grower would have two options for refuge. One would be, and this is for a European corn board, one would be to plant 80% of the field to a Optimum Acre Max 1 product, and 20% of those acres then could be the European corn board refuge to a product that's Herculex RW only, which is the below ground trait, but not the above ground. So the above ground would be susceptible and be the refuge for European corn board. The other option would be to be able to have an entire field planted Optimum Acre Max 1 and then have a distance refuge of up to half mile away where the European corn borer refuge could be located. So long and short, today there isn't choice. I mean, it's built around having the interadjacent refuge 20%. In the future, the intention would be, you know, once we have approvals, would be to integrate the refuge in the bag and be able to, for corn rootworm, satisfy all those needs in the bag, and also then be able to give options for the above-ground refuge needed over in, again, either in or up to half a mile away, different options.
So you said you've been working on this for more than 5 years.
Uh-huh.
When do you anticipate this technology being approved by the EPA?
Well, we're right in the thick of the process right now and going through reviews with the EPA. What we hope to have happen is that we'll have approval sometime in 2009, and the goal would then, of course, be a full-scale commercial launch across our platforms in 2010.
So where can growers go, or who can they call to get more information about this?
It's a great question. What I'd encourage folks to be able to do is talk to their Pioneer sales professional at the local level and talk to them about options today for refuge, and then also about really learn more about what AcreMax is and kind of get educated about how it would work.
Well, great. Well, thanks, Bill, for spending time with me today at the show.
You bet. Thank you.
And this is Joanna Schrader reporting from Commodity Classic.